I want to get rid of three words, and I'm doing this with all of you. How do we get rid of the following three words? Return to form.
I feel like there's a certain elements in the industry and so forth, and in interviews and what people are going to write, that like, well, you know, what can you do? So people are going to coin whatever they're going to coin, and however they intend it, whether it's like part of the story that they're trying to conjure, you know, together or whatever, like, I don't know. Those things are out of my hands. It's like, if that's the way they want to look at it, that's the way they want to look at it. Return to form would imply that we weren't informed before. I don't necessarily agree with, but I understand the sentiment. At the bottom line is that there's enthusiasm. It's like, I think when they're saying return to form, it's because they like what we just, our latest.
You started this band. You did the original demos, right?
Well,
theoretically.
I started the band in the sense that I approached everyone, and I was the one
right.
who had the idea.
You
in
were
mind
the guy who said,
me.
Hey, oh, we can do this band, and next thing you know,
I approached, no one knew each other, so I went up to everyone, and I was sort of like,
you were the connector.
I wanted a band. Like, everyone in the actual original outfit, you know, wasn't necessarily looking to be in a band. Like, the only other person, our first drummer, wasn't looking to be in a band.
So when Paul walked in, and, you know, when Carlos was gone, and Paul walked in and he started playing bass. But one of the things that I really thought was the most telling that you all seemed to say is, you know what? We'll have the guy on tour, but we're going to be perfectly happy to be the Three Stooges. We're going to be fine being a threesome. So tell me about that.
Well, I think a lot of, I think it helped that we actually toured as a five piece in a new, like, obviously fought Carlos in the last record. So he played on the last record, but he didn't tour on the back of it. So we had 200 shows under our belt by the time we took our break. And then when we returned to the writing moment, which is a very separate moment from the touring one, we hadn't had any sort of premeditated conversation as far as how we're going to do this problem being, like, you know, how we're going to solve, you know, having a, you know, the base for future songs and so forth. We just went into, Paul and I just made a plan to go into a rehearsal space at a, you know, during a specific span of time, which is going to be a week, I think 4 or 5 days, with just us two and Sam joining us for like the last 3 days or something. And at that point in time, we hadn't had any discussion about instrumentation or anything like that. We're both guitarists, so the idea was obviously we're going to start with guitars and take from there. I've been writing songs for the past, I don't know, the past year, and, you know, I'd sent around a couple of, like, five of them in a, you know, in like almost like a demo form for them to check out and see if they liked. That said, we didn't have much conversation about those songs in particular, and it was after, really, the end, I think, of the first rehearsal, Paul, where he just said, maybe I should bring a bass tomorrow because I sing the bass lines, and B will also help put a foundation to the songs. That was the first time obviously, you know, individually, I had thoughts about how we could go about it and so forth, but I wasn't really worried about it. And it was just, and I thought, like, Paul could be an option for this. I just hadn't. And I knew he played a lot of the instrumentation on his own records, and I thought he did, like, a great job, and his records sound great. But I hadn't thought that was something. We hadn't discussed it. So when he said that, I was like, okay, cool. And then next day, brought a bass, and by the end of that second rehearsal, we already had two songs that were in the formation from a vocal, guitar, and bass standpoint, more or less, as they are on the record now. So to me, like, as things, you know, that was just exciting. And at the end of that rehearsal, I left with that buzzing feeling that I've always left in Interpol rehearsals when things are going right. You have a new song, a new idea.
So you knew, you had that, I hate the word aha moment, but you had that place where you kind of said, you know, because I know you started the record alone, per se, right, as you said, you know, and wrote some songs and then the demos.
I just said, like, the songs begin with me. So I did, like, you know, the original fishing and putting the songs together. And,
right.
Yeah, I arranged some songs.
And yet, and the thing that's changed a lot over the past few years in technology is, back in the day, you couldn't go on GarageBand or whatever, you know, and I come from those days of cutting tape. I'm an old guy. But, you know, you still chose to bring in the big guy, Mr. Mulder.
Yeah, the last record, it was a real pleasure working with him. He's not just a man, like, with this, you know, this legacy as far as records he's worked on. When I went to London and I was working with him and he was mixing the record, he wasn't some guy who just comes in like 11 a.m., drinks his cappuccino and leaves at 3 p.m. and his staff does everything else in between. He gets in there and he works really hard and he'll spend 2 days on your mixes, and sometimes he'll take a little bit longer. But the amount of times you actually go back and revisit a track are so far few and between that it's incredible. He's really invested. Like, you know, he's really just wants to go in there and just kill it. And then he's a great person to spend time. I really like him as a dude. And that goes a long way. So to me, it was like, well, we knew we were going to produce a record ourselves. Like, that was just something we were going to do. But I was like, well, okay, well, at the very end, if I know we can go through Mr. Molda's hands, and I know he understands the band, I know he won't do things to change what we do as much as enhance everything that we've done, then that just feels great. So it just felt like a good, safe thing to do, and he did, like, a wonderful job.
In the mix, did you say anything to him, or did he say anything to you? Because there are things that have happened with the vocals a little bit.
It's just whenever I've left the rehearsal, with that buzzing feeling of something you've created. It's just, I you know, from whether it was 1999 or now, it's like, those are amazing moments. Those just feel great. And there's a lot of those, I felt like. And so I think that the whole process of writing the songs, the way we were also, you know, we did so much of the, what we accomplished in the music room was done through music and less through conversation. And those things, it was just great. So I think, you know, the whole aspect of recording, the writing was very fresh.
Keyboards.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
There's not a whole lot of them on this record.
That's where I was going.
I think, you know what? It was more of just like listening to these songs as we were writing them. And I think we were all in agreement that we don't need to put more things on top of them, just put more things on top of them. We felt like early on, like within, I think, the first month or two of us of writing songs together, we were writing in a pretty humble sort of like, you know, basement rehearsal space in Brooklyn where there's like literally rats. Like, you know, I'd come in like the next day or one
obviously
day.
Obviously not Williamsburg.
No, honestly, there was like,
kicked all the rats out of Williamsburg.
I had a bag of nuts and I came in like next day and it was in another bag, like a messenger bag. The next day, that bag had been gnawed through. So
cool.
Like, it was pretty crazy.
Awesome.
And anyway, yeah, now I'm like making us seem like, now you get it. It was a gritty experience.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that informed the songs.
Exactly.
There's lots of rats.
And that's how we returned to form.
Lots of rats in the songs. Yeah, exactly.
No, but like I think that second or third month, like this, we could play, we felt like we could almost go play the songs live. As a three-piece.
That's awesome.
And that's always like a great feeling when you're like, oh man, there's never too many moments in our band's history where we're like, oh, we'll wait to go to the studio to fix that. And then we'll write that third section of the song or we'll do this. Like, if the song can, you know, can live in the room and be like ready to almost stage ready to me, I feel like, well, that's studio ready at that moment. I like kind of thinking in those terms. So that said, these songs didn't really demand like a ton of keyboards. And we love keyboards and we love what they can bring, but we only put them there where we felt like they enhanced the songs or supported them.